Calls for a constitution that recognises Indigenous Australians continue. One campaigner says youth votes could make all the difference if a referendum went to the public. Eliza Jane Mann has this report.
Australia's constitution hasn't been altered since 1977. One campaign aims to change this. Recognise wants the constitution of Australia to recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Youth campaign coordinator Peter Dawson says the change should have been made a long time ago.
We're one of the only countries in the world who doesn't recognise our Indigenous peoples in some form of founding document, and we're also one of the only countries in the world that still has the power to make racially discriminatory laws in our constitution.
Recognise proposes to remove sections of the constitution that allow states the power to ban people from voting based on their race and pass laws that do the same. It also proposes that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander languages be recognised as Australia's first tongues. To change the constitution of Australia, a referendum needs to be put to Australian voters. For changes to occur, more than half of the national population would need to vote yes, and at least four of the six states would also need a majority of affirmative votes. Mr. Dawson says youth voters will have a big influence on the referendum's result.
And for young people, it's really a chance for our generation to step up and change the course of history and to build stronger relationships between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
He says youth can get involved both by voting and getting the message to the public. He says the youth arm of the campaign, called Recognise This, will be launched next month.
And we're going to be training up young people around the country to be ambassadors for the campaign. And we're also going to have an iPhone app that encourages young Australians to complete challenges to recognise Indigenous Australians.
He says the iPhone app will broaden the conversation, from changing words in the Constitution to changing social attitudes. Whilst Recognise aim to connect with both Indigenous and non-Indigenous youth, recent years have seen a push to further engage Indigenous Australians with politics.
Enrolling to vote is easy. If you're 16 years or older, now's a great time to enrol. Once you turn 18, you can vote and have your say on Australia's future.
That was a YouTube clip from the Australian Electoral Commission, published prior to September's election. It encouraged Indigenous Australians to put their name on the electoral roll and is part of the Indigenous Electoral Participation Program. AEC Indigenous and Community Engagement Officer Ellie Price says it's estimated that only half of Indigenous Australians are enrolled to vote.
What we know is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are much less likely to be enrolled to vote and to participate in elections. So our focus is very much about closing that gap and ensuring meaningful participation in the democratic process.
She says Indigenous youth express more interest in politics since the AEC participation program began 3 years ago.
It's really important to make sure that young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in particular are engaged not just in elections and in voting, but in the whole representative democracy. There's other layers to it.
She says youth engagement is key in events like the AEC's National Indigenous Youth Parliament. For the first time in 2012, young Indigenous leaders travelled to Canberra to learn about the electoral process and form their own government in Old Parliament House. Mr. Dawson says Indigenous youth should be encouraged to vote.
And I mean, on the sort of Indigenous side, we have an incredibly large youth population. Young Indigenous peoples under 25 account for over 50% of the Indigenous population.
He says it's important that young Indigenous leaders involve themselves in politics and make themselves aware of what's happening in the government.
And we're going to be training up young people around the country to be ambassadors for the campaign. And we're also going to have an iPhone app that encourages young Australians to complete challenges to recognise Indigenous Australians.